Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the evolving world of cybersecurity, exploring recent global incidents from unauthorized data breaches targeting military payrolls in the UK, attributed to Chinese hackers, to critical vulnerabilities across digital platforms, and strategies to fortify our cyber defenses in this digital age. In today's BBC News roundup of significant global events, in the UK, the Ministry of Defence has confirmed a major cyber attack involving unauthorized access to personal data of Army, RAF, and Navy personnel. Suspicions are currently directed towards China, believed to have targeted payroll information of the armed forces. In an unsettling revelation from Poland, security personnel discovered bugging devices in a government meeting room in Katowice, prompting concerns over the security of governmental communications. In healthcare news, NHS Dumfries and Galloway has been hit by a ransomware attack that disclosed sensitive mental health records of children. Cybersecurity experts are urging calm, pointing out that steps are being taken to manage the situation. Ukraine celebrated a national holiday while experiencing a significant cyber attack on its energy grid, highlighting continuous security challenges in the region. In sports, the Olympic flame has arrived in Marseille under strict security measures, as preparations for the upcoming Paris Games continue. Additionally, Ukraine's political security scene has shifted with President Zelensky's dismissal of the head of his bodyguard service after a foiled plot, though specific reasons for the decision remain undisclosed. Stay tuned for further in-depth coverage on these developments. In recent news from China, there has been a marked increase in global cybersecurity concerns, with multiple incidents implicating China. In the United Kingdom, a large-scale data breach at the Ministry of Defence compromised the sensitive information of approximately 250,000 individuals, including armed forces personnel and veterans. This breach, attributed to Chinese hackers, involved critical bank details and highlights a concerning trend of targeting military systems. Both UK and US officials have publicly pointed fingers at China for these cyber attacks, emphasizing the need for international collaboration to bolster cybersecurity. Additionally, the UK's military payment system was compromised, further stressing the importance of protecting critical infrastructures. These interconnected cyber incidents underline the ongoing global challenges in cybersecurity and the urgent need for enhanced protective measures. The situation is tense, with the US confronting China over the alleged Volt Typhoon cyber attacks, though China denies these accusations, suggesting they are merely a strategy by the US to justify increased cybersecurity funding. Furthermore, tensions in Asia escalate as Pakistan disclosed that a recent bomb attack that killed several Chinese engineers was orchestrated in Afghanistan, complicating regional security dynamics. In response to these growing security challenges, Japan and South Korea have shown interest in joining the AUKUS Pillar 2, a defense pact originally between Australia, the UK, and the US, aimed at strengthening security in the Indo-Pacific region. This expansion is faced with challenges, especially considering China's reservations and opposition to the pact. These developments underscore the critical necessity for robust cybersecurity measures and stronger international cooperation. We will continue to monitor and report on these unfolding events. Here's your latest roundup of key cybersecurity updates. April 2024 has been a pivotal month in the cybersecurity industry, with a significant 33 mergers and acquisitions deals announced, highlighting a trend towards sector consolidation. For those aiming to broaden their cybersecurity expertise, a comprehensive ebook detailing the fundamentals of CISSP is available, serving as a crucial resource for success in the field. Experts are now recommending a strategy shift towards minimizing ransomware exposure by focusing not just on preventive measures, but also on robust responsive strategies. A recent cybersecurity alert disclosed that a thank you comment on a product page harbored a hidden malicious vulnerability, emphasizing the need for strong security measures across all digital platforms. Internationally, the Iranian state-sponsored group APT-42 continues to pose a significant threat by targeting specific organizations with sophisticated backdoor attacks. Concurrently, Italy is facing a 40% increase in cyber attacks on businesses, underscoring the urgent need for enhanced national security measures. The first half of February 2024 witnessed a disturbing 139 cyber incidents, with a predominance of malware, ransomware, and various vulnerabilities. In local news, the Wichita government's systems were crippled by a ransomware attack, causing significant disruptions in municipal operations. Phishing continues to be a major threat, as highlighted by a recent campaign targeting sellers on Wallapop. In response, innovative training methods are being developed to enhance employee resilience against such attacks, specifically through improved phishing email training. A notable security breach at Dell led to the theft of 49 million customer records, exposing vulnerabilities in partner portal APIs. Additionally, federal agencies have stepped in to assist the Catholic Health Network in managing the aftermath of a cyber attack, emphasizing the need to protect critical infrastructure. MITRE recently experienced a data breach, which is currently under thorough investigation. Similarly, the Ohio Lottery suffered a ransomware attack affecting over 538,000 individuals, prompting the issuance of numerous data breach notifications. Focusing on more localized threats, Italy's CERT AGID analyzed various malicious campaigns, identifying 23 different campaigns and providing 137 compromise indicators to strengthen defense strategies. Finally, the UK recorded an all-time high in ransomware and cyber attacks in 2023, indicating a persistent global escalation in digital threats. Stay tuned to FeedBurner for more essential updates and insights in cybersecurity. Google is taking significant steps to enhance cybersecurity measures. The company is introducing new methods for setting up two-factor authentication, 2FA, moving beyond just phone numbers to increase user security. Additionally, Google has improved its AI capabilities in cybersecurity through the launch of new tools that integrate expertise from Mandiant and VirusTotal. These tools are designed to enhance threat analysis and summarization of reports. In a significant development, Google has made its Passkeys initiative available globally to boost security across all its platforms. Nonetheless, challenges remain, such as the recent discovery of vulnerabilities in Android system components, including snoozehelper.java, Notification Manager Service, and Companion Device Manager Service. These vulnerabilities expose devices to potential risks such as denial-of-service attacks and unauthorized access. Prompt patching of these issues is crucial. These security concerns are underscored by an incident involving unauthorized access to a YouTube account while the user was on vacation in Vietnam, demonstrating the ongoing need for vigilance. In response, Google has established a dedicated security team comprised of experts from Mandiant and VirusTotal. This team uses advanced AI tools to tackle emerging threats and provides essential services such as Google Threat Intelligence by Google Cloud, which offers in-depth insights into the threat landscape. Google has also addressed vulnerabilities in its Chrome browser by patching multiple zero-day vulnerabilities this year, and it continues to encourage users to update their browsers to prevent risks. Additionally, Android has enhanced its security features by automatically enrolling devices in the Find My Device feature, providing an extra layer of security for lost or stolen devices. In the area of cybersecurity education, initiatives are underway to teach individuals about protecting personal data and reducing spam. Discounted services are also available, emphasizing the importance of awareness and proactive management of cyber threats. Stay tuned as we continue to explore these critical updates in cybersecurity. In recent developments, Microsoft has introduced several new security features at the RSA conference to support Security Operations Center, SOC teams, in managing insider threats. This initiative is part of the tech giant's broader commitment to strengthen organizational cybersecurity. As part of the Be Cyber Smart campaign, aimed at increasing cybersecurity awareness, Microsoft has provided instructions on using BitLocker to password protect USB drives and access them on computers without BitLocker. This advice is integral to enhancing personal security. A significant innovation is Microsoft's introduction of Zero Trust DNS, a new security framework that enhances Windows security by improving domain name resolution to better prevent cyber attacks. This framework is currently under a private preview, reflecting a pivotal development in Microsoft's cybersecurity strategies. However, amidst these advancements, Microsoft has encountered challenges. Russian hackers have been reported exploiting a flaw in Microsoft Outlook to target EU countries. This has drawn criticism from NATO and prompted responses to cyber attacks attributed to AP28, also known as Fancy Bear, particularly targeting Germany's critical water systems. In light of these threats, Microsoft has committed to additional cybersecurity enhancements to protect against such vulnerabilities. Moreover, internal company measures include linking executive pay to cybersecurity outcomes, emphasizing accountability with no bonuses awarded in the event of security breaches. This change is a part of a wider reassessment of security strategies following critical evaluations and a summons of Brad Smith by the Homeland Security Committee concerning threats from China and Russia. Further issues have been identified involving potential security vulnerabilities in Microsoft Azure Health Bot Services, Table API, and Node.js component, which could allow unauthorized access and data manipulation. In response, Microsoft has enhanced security protocols, including new features in Microsoft Defender for Cloud targeted at Gen AI applications and the ongoing development of Zero Trust DNS. With a focus on addressing imminent threats, Microsoft is preparing for a substantial rollout of fixes in the upcoming Patch Tuesday, scheduled for May 2024, addressing vulnerabilities including those found in Microsoft Play Ready, which signify risks in digital content protection. As Microsoft continues to address these security challenges, the House Homeland Security Committee has scheduled a hearing on May 22nd, where Microsoft's president is expected to testify on these crucial security matters. These activities define a critical period for Microsoft as it drives innovation while tackling significant security issues in a digital-dependent era. In recent developments surrounding the Lockbit ransomware gang, international law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, the UK National Crime Agency, and Europol, have made noteworthy progress in their fight against cybercrime. Authorities have identified Dmitry Yuryevich Khoroshev, a Russian national, as the key figure behind Lockbit's operations. Since 2019, Khoroshev is believed to have coordinated over 2,500 attacks worldwide, securing approximately $500 million in ransom payments. The U.S. Department of Justice has charged him with multiple federal crimes, such as fraud and extortion, and is offering a $10 million reward for information leading to his capture. In an innovative strategy, after initially taking down the Lockbit website, law enforcement revived the platform to post updates about police activities and create uncertainty within the ransomware group. This indicates a proactive and tactical approach to disrupting Lockbit's cybercriminal activities. Lockbit's influence continues to be significant globally, as seen with their high-profile ransom demand of $200 million from Boeing in October 2023. Boeing's refusal to pay resulted in the leak of sensitive data, emphasizing the severe impact of Lockbit's threats. Moreover, Lockbit's recent claim of responsibility for the disruptions in the city of Wichita underscores the persistent challenge in combating this resilient cyber threat. The indictment and efforts to apprehend Khoroshev signify a critical achievement in the global effort to combat ransomware. Nevertheless, as Lockbit remains active, this battle exemplifies the ongoing and complex nature of addressing cyber threats. We will keep you updated with the latest developments in this evolving story. In recent WordPress news, we've identified a series of critical security updates spanning various plugins that are essential for maintaining the safety of potentially millions of websites. These vulnerabilities predominantly present severe risks, such as unauthorized access, authentication issues, and cross-site scripting (XSS) attacks. Here's what WordPress administrators need to be aware of. A critical issue in the Email Subscribers by Icegram Express plugin leaves over 90,000 websites vulnerable to potential cyber attacks. The Easy Event plugin has a notable flaw that could allow cross-site scripting through data manipulation in its setting handler component. Users of the Porto Theme Functionality plugin should be wary of a flaw that allows attackers to manipulate user rights and gain unauthorized access. The Lightspeed Cache plugin flaw enables hackers to create WordPress admin accounts and take full control of websites, affecting over 1.8 million sites. WordPress plugins like Poodle Page Builder and Web Pusher Both suffer from vulnerabilities that permit cross-site scripting attacks, urging an immediate need for upgrades. Similar XSS vulnerabilities exist in the AF Themes WP Post Author and Fancy Product Designer plugins, which also require prompt attention and updates. Severe issues in the Social Connect and Advanced Ads plugins include risks related to unauthorized access and authentication problems. Additional at-risk plugins, including Visual Footer Credit Remover, ADFO, and Theme Grill Himalayas, are mostly vulnerable to XSS or cross-site request forgery. Plugins like Unlimited Elements for Elementor and Easy Digital Downloads feature critical SQL injection and CSRF vulnerabilities. The Grafana and Theme Elementor Kit plugins also report XSS vulnerabilities, affecting a significant number of websites. To ensure the security of your websites, it's crucial to keep your plugins updated and apply security patches as they become available. Stay informed with our updates and expert tips to protect your WordPress site from these security threats. Tune into our podcast for further details and guidance. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to join us next week for another enlightening episode on cybersecurity right here on your favorite podcast.